pre-show time here for the 6th of January. And I had a thought, you know, football playoffs. I haven't watched football at all. I don't really watch football anymore. I watch soccer, which I know is probably, you know, a sin. But I don't give a fuck about American football. I just don't. However, I had an idea. We used to have the Milwaukee Lion games. And we had these every week. I think we did two seasons worth of Milwaukee Lion games. And we had the Dickman Bowl was the championship game. So I was thinking on Super Bowl Sunday, we'll make available on that day on our website the Dickman Bowl. And that's all I'm going to say about that. One of the Dickman Bowls. I don't know which one. Hey, Thunder. Thunder's here with us tonight in the office. How you doing, Toots? Huh? Are you going to be looking to go outside? Is that what you're going to try to do? Because, man, I don't want that shit, you know, because I don't want to. All right, so here we are into 2025. Officially, full on, no more fucking around. It's 2025. How was your New Year's Eve? I haven't talked to you guys really since, not been able to talk to you in any relaxed manner because I was on the go, on the, you know. And, you know, just to kind of clear up what you probably saw me posting about, maybe you saw me post about it on Blue Sky, what I call Butterfly, because it's got the butterfly logo. Anyway, when you have a priority tag on your bag, it means that you bought a first-class ticket, and your bag should be one of the first bags that come up. You pay for it. You pay extra for that, and that's what you, you know. And JetBlue is dynamic and great with that. Every airline that I've ever flown, when I've, you know, purchased a ticket like that, and they give you priority status with your bag, your bag is one of the first bags that come down the ramp. It ain't free. You pay for it. Okay. Haven't flown, you know, and you know, this pisses me off. Some people may say, well, you know, Phil, shit happens. Well, yeah, shit happens. And then I get pissed off. That fucking happens too. Shit happens. Am I getting a refund on that shit happens? You know, that's all I'm asking about. People say, stuff happens. Okay, if stuff happens, then you give me a fucking refund on that ticket. How about that? Because I know shit happens. Fuck no, they're not going to do that. Because the shit happens thing goes one way, in their favor and not in our favor. So I'm flying home from Madison, Wisconsin, through Chicago to L.A. We get to L.A. I get down there to baggage claim. Plane landed at 4:30. I got down to baggage claim. I don't know. Maybe I got to 4:45, let's say. And it gets to be 5. It gets to be 5:30. It gets to be a quarter to fucking 6. And it gets to be 6. And I said, well, this is fucking bullshit. I went over, I asked the people at the desk. I don't know, sir. It's not, you know. I said, well, somebody got to go back there and kick some ass. You know, it's not. They didn't know anything. They didn't know shit. So I said to Steve, this guy was driving me home, let's get the fuck out of here, and I'll deal with it when I get home. And I got home and dealt with it, and I was called up the so-called baggage claim line for United Airlines, and they put me, they said, yeah, we can, if you want to come pick it up, fuck no. I'm 2 hours away from the goddamn airport. I didn't say it that way, but that's what I'm thinking. No, I don't want to pick it up. No, I just left your airport. I don't want to turn around and come back there tomorrow. No, I got things I have to do. But we can deliver it. Okay, why don't you guys do that? That's a whole different department, sir. Let me put you on hold. And he sure as shit did for 45 fucking minutes, and I never did hear from anybody. I had to hang up. 45 minutes. I counted it. I looked at it. So United Airlines, already shitty at their job, can't even goddamn pick up a phone. So I called back. I said, hi, I was just on hold for 45 minutes to talk to a baggage claim. People are going to deliver it. They weren't there. So I want to talk to somebody right now about this. I've already told you that my bag is goddamn at the airport. I didn't get my bag. It's, you know, I waited for an hour and 15 minutes. Finally, a gal named Kitty from Texas gets on the line. And Kitty says, well, Mr. Henry, I'm going to solve the problem for you. I said, okay, great. Where do you live? What's your address? Okay, I gave it to her. She had a hard time with that. She thought she didn't know what town it was. She had to Google the town. I said, I just told you the town. I had to spell it out for her. I mean, look, people, I understand that ever since COVID, companies have found a way to make a lot of money by cutting back on service because we'll go ahead and suck on it. I understand since COVID, companies have figured out we'll bag our own fucking groceries and we won't say a peep. We'll stand in line when there's only one checker and there's like five different stations. And even though they're making nothing but money hand over fist, all this shit, you know, the stuff that you're hearing about why there's fucking inflation, quit fucking believing this shit. The politicians aren't causing it. The motherfucking companies are. If they can make a lot of fucking money while you stand in line twiddling your thumb and playing with your fucking dick, they're going to do that. I hate to sound pissed off about it, but I was just in fucking waiting around for an hour and 10 minutes with a goddamn priority tag on my bag. Do you think United Airlines gives a fuck? So that was the first time I've flown that shit airline in 30 years. I'll never fly their fucking crap can airline again as long as I fucking live. I got to go to the Midwest to Chicago. I'll fly American. I'll fly Delta. I'll fly something other than that goddamned United Airlines. You people ought to just close up shop. Why don't you give up on that shit? You don't know what you're doing. You're so fucking terrible. You ought to just sell your fuck, sell off the airline to somebody else. So finally, this gal says, yes, sir, we'll deliver it to your house. I said, okay, right. You know, did I believe her? No. Did I really think my bag was going to get to my fucking house? No. I sure as shit didn't. But that's what she told me she would do, and I went about my fucking business. The good news is this. I don't pack anything in my checked baggage that I need. I don't put medicine in there. I don't put jack shit in a checked bag other than clothes. That's it. If you put anything else in there, excuse me for saying this, you aren't too bright. They're going to lose your bag. You won't know where it is. You'll be sweating bullets because you got medicine in there that you need or whatever the fuck it is you need. Don't do it, man. Just carry that shit on and put in your check bag just clothes, stuff you can afford to lose. So long story short, I get an email. Your driver is so-and-so, and he's out with your bag. It's going to be dropped off, and here's his picture. Okay, so I click on the link to show me the picture of the driver. It shows me my bag sitting at my front door. I'm not so sure I understand how that got mixed up, but anyway, I was grateful to see my bag. However, I knew that it was sitting in front of my front door. Maybe it's not so secure, and I called on my buddy Susie. I said, Susie, can you move that bag for me? She goes, yeah. So I got my bag, my priority tagged bag, 23 hours and 45 minutes later than when I landed. Now, we're so used to getting our asses kicked. We're so used to getting kicked in the fucking balls every day of our lives that people are out there going, ah, Henry, quit complaining. That's the way life is. Now, fuck you. That's not the way life is. And if that's the way life is, I want a refund. It's as simple as that. Okay, so let's go with this here thing, man. Hey, guys, I got a kind of a thing for you here. I know that everybody's looking forward to the Super Bowl and the playoffs and all this jazz. I don't really watch football too much anymore, but we do have the Milwaukee Lion replays on our website. And here's my idea. We're going to replay a Dickman Bowl for you on Super Bowl Sunday. Now, that's going to be a replay of a Dickman Bowl that we recorded of the Milwaukee Lion League, which was the Hillbilly Football Conference, which was the Phil Hendry Football Conference. I don't know. It had about five or six different names. And I think the all-time champion of the Hillbilly Football Conference was the Portland Logs. But we'll see. We have a Dickman Bowl coming up for you on Super Bowl Sunday. So in order to hear it, get yourself a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. Let's do this again.